Here it is, you can write down, consideration of it. Consideration of the word as a singular. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I have repeated many times. I don't want to bore you, but I hope you understand my point. Mura'atu means consideration of it. The consideration of the word as a singular is most often. Then the example comes. Look at the example, brothers and sisters. Now, for example, kilahuma jadidun. Got the idea? Jadidun is a singular. Kila, we treat it as a singular, even though the meaning is two. Okay. Kiltahuma mujtahidatun. Yajuzu, jaza yajuzu. What is the meaning of jaza yajuzu? It is permissible. Jaza yajuzu, brother. Jaza yajuzu means it is permissible. What is permissible? Mura'atuha ma'nahuma. Consideration of it as a jewel. Okay, but more often it is singular. So if it is taken as a dual, then what will be the sentence? Kilahuma jadidun will become kilahuma jadidani. It will become kilahuma jadid. Kiltahuma mujtahidatun will become kiltahuma mujtahidatani. It is permissible. But most often it will be the first form, the singular one. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? See, Dr. Sahib explains us all these possibilities so that if we come across in a different way, we should not get confused, you know. But if we are using, it is better to use it as a singular. Kilahuma jadidun is what we will use, inshallah. Ta'ammalil amthilatal li dhanika wa tanika. And brothers and sisters, we did study a little bit before. Hadha, hadhani. Hadhihi, hatani. Zalika, dhanika. And then brothers and sisters, tilka, tanika. Now the dual form, brothers and sisters, decline. Hadha does not decline, but hadhani declines. How does it decline? Hadaini, hadaini. Hadhi does not decline. It's mabni. But what about hatani? It declines. Hataini, hataini. Zalik is mabni. It does not decline. But zanika will become zainika, and tilka will become tanika, and it will become tainika. We are going to learn this in the following exercises, brother. Hadha kitabun. Okay, make it dual. Hadhani kitabani. Hadhihi sayaratun. Hatani sayaratani. Got the idea, brother? Fine, brother. Zalika kalamun, zanika kalamani. Okay. Tilka madrasatun. What will you say? Tilka madrasatun. And what will be two of it? Tanika madrasa tani. Tanika, madrasa tani. Fine, brothers and sisters. Again, exercise for us to ponder over it and use your highlighter or pencil to underline it. Haza akhi. Translation, brothers and sisters. This is my brother. Okay. Wadhalika sadiki. And that is my friend. So what is haza? Mubtada. Where is our khabar? Akhu, mashallah. Wa huwa mudaf. And ya mutakalim mudaf ilayhi. And waw, harfu atf. And then dhalika again mubtada. And sadiku, khabar. Wa huwa mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Now look at this, brother and sister. Hadani kitabaya. Translation, brother. These are my two books. Where is mubtada? Hadani. Hadani is your mubtada. Sahi? Is it marfu? Why? Alif is the sign of its marfu because it is dual. Kitabaya. What is kitabaya? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So where is our khabar? Kitaba. Is it marfu? Yes. Alif is there to tell us it's marfu. Wa dhanika. Dhanika, brother. Mubtada. Huh? Marfu. What is the sign of its marfu? Alif. Huh? Kitaba zamili. How many words are there? Kitaba zamili. Three words. MashaAllah. Let us analyze it. Kitaba, khabrun, marfu'un, wa alamatu rafa'ihi, al-alifu, li'annahu, musanna, wa huwa mudaf, zamili, mudaf ilayhi, wa huwa mudaf, and ya mutakallim, mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah, brothers. Hatanil hafilatani, tasirani ilal jamia. Now, I want to ask you, brother, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla Ismiya, because we got to see the first, the beginning of it. The first word that came, and that is a noun. So it is our Jumla Ismiya. Hatanil Hafilatani. Okay, where is our Mubtada? Hatani. What is Al-Hafilatani? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. See, Badal, we cannot now make mistakes. Huh? We are ready to recognize badals, inshallah. Huh? Okay. Tasirani. Now here is a jumla failure. Sara yasiru. What is the meaning of sara? Zahaba. Huh? Also going or sara also means walk also. Sara yasiru. This is al-ajwaf al-yai. Ba'a yabi'u sara yasiru. So, brothers and sisters, tasirani, it refers to muannas and huma. Huh? Yasiru, yasirani, yasiruna, tasiru, tasirani. Got the idea? Ilal jamiati. Where is the file in tasirani? Alif. Alif. Huh? File is alif. How will you describe tasirani? Failon. Mudhariun, marfuun, wa alamatu rafa'ihi, annun, thubuti nun. Fialun, mudhariun, marfuun, bi thubuti nun, you can say. And the file is alif. Wa tanika. What is tanika? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Ilal matar. And those two are going to the airport. These two buses are going to the Jamia and those two to the airport. Who wants to go to the airport? Two buses are going. Okay, brothers and sisters. Okay. Liman hadhi dafatira. Liman hadhi dafatira. See, hadhi. To whom these notebooks belong. Huh? Here, they belong to. Li has come. So Zanika will become. Zainika. Got the idea? Ism majroor. And what will be talibaini? Badal. It is badal. MashaAllah. It is badal. Excellent. That was a good answer, Sister Hafsa. May Allah bless you and increase you in knowledge and all of us, inshallah. Launu mubtada wa huwa mudaf. What is mudaf ilayhi? Tainika. Majroor. Tainika became tainika. The color of those two cars. Jamilun. Fine, brother and sister. Launu is mubtada and jamilun is your khabar. Okay. Tainika is mudaf ilayhi majroor. And what is sayara taini? Badal again, mashallah, excellent. Now comes the verse from the Quran. Now comes the verse from the Quran, brother. Qala Allahu Ta'ala li Musa alayhi salam, fadhanika burhanani mir rabbika ilal fir'aun wa malaihi. Those two or your proof or evidence from your to Fir'aun and his people. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What kind of a sentence is this? Fine. Where is Mubtada? Zanika. Where is our khabar? Burhanani. That is your... These are two evidence from your Lord. That is your harfchar ism majrur mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ila fir'auna against jar majrur. See, min harfchar rabbi ism majrur wa huwa mudaf and ka mudaf ilayhi. Ila harfchar fir'auna ism majrur wa mal'i ma'tufun ala fir'aun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Wahua mudaf and he mudaf ilayhi. Very good, brothers and sisters. Number 13. Da, put in the blanks. Fil firaq fi mayati isma isharatin. Demonstrative pronouns. Munasiban. Lil ba'id. Only lil ba'id. Not near lil qareeb, lil ba'id. Hada baiti. What will be the next one? Wa zalika baitu akhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, hadani akhwaya. Wa zanika. Zamilaya, and those are my two colleagues. You know, Hatani bintaya, Vatanika binta ukhti. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Can you translate? Hatani bintaya. These are two daughters, and those are my sisters. Two daughters. Very good. Iftah hadaini babaini. What is brother and sister? Iftah felamar. So open what? Hadaini mafulun bihi. And what is al babaini? Badal. And then what will you say? La taftah. La taftah. La nahya. What is it? La nahya. La tafta zainika. And do not open those two. Okay. Very good, brother. Last sentence. Ya waladu, oh boy, iksil hataini sayarataini. Iksil amar. What is hataini? Mafulun bihi mansub. And what is sayarataini? Badal. La tagsil, same. La nahya. Tainika, and do not wash those two. Okay, we finished the exercise. Okay, brothers and sisters. Exercise number 14. Hati mudariya alla folle l'atia di. Give the mudari of the following verbs, brother. Sahaba yashabu ba fatah. Sahaba means to withdraw from bank. Okay. Ghammada is to close. What will be the ghammada? Yughammidu. Ghammada, yughammidu. Kafa, yakfi, to be enough. Da'a, yadi'u. Da'a, yadi'u. To lose something. Da doesn't mean he lost something. Da does not mean he lost something. Da'a means something got lost. You will say, Da'a qalami. So where is file? Qalamu. How will you translate? Da'a qalami. My pen got lost. How will you say, I lost my pen? Then we have to bring da'a into form 4. What will happen to da'a? Da'a kalami. So kalami is your file. Now I bring it into ada'a. Maybe I should make it into a properly. What did I say? Da'a kalamuhu. Translation? His pen got lost. So where is the file? Kalamu is your file. Are you with me? Now if the file is marfu, I can see. And now he lost his pen. Ada'a So what happened, Sister Nasreen? Da'a, something got lost. Ada'a, he lost something. Are you with me? This is form 4. Da'a is intransitive. Ada'a became transitive. So, ada'a, ada'a, ada'u, ada'at, ada'ata, and then Ada'ana. What will it become? Ada'ana. Ada'ana. Are you with me? At Hunna it will become Ada'ana. Now we can say Ada'ata, you lost. Ada'ati, you lost. I lost. Ada'atu. And I will say Ada'atu. Where is mafulun bihi? Kalama. It became kalami because of ya mutakalam. Here we said kalamuhu. We lost our car. How will I say? Adat na say Yara. What will I say now, brother and sister? Sayyara. Tana. What will you say? Sayyara tana. Fail file. Where is mafulun bihi? Sayyarata. Mudafili. Got the idea? So, I'm showing you this because we do get confused with da'a. So, if you say da'a, then something got lost. But if you say I lost or he lost, then we have to bring the verb in form 4. And we are going to learn a lot very soon. What happens to the verbs when they come in form 4? Are you with me? So again, I want to repeat one thing. Da-a is intransitive. What is it? Intransitive. Ada-a is transitive. Okay? In other words, if the verb, Sister Sukhaina, Sister Rahima, Sister Arifa, if the verb is intransitive in its base form, if you bring it in form 4, it will become transitive. That is the secret. Okay, inshallah, we are going to learn. Did you get Hafsa, Sister Abi? If the verb is intransitive, you bring it in form 4, it will become transitive. Jalasa, intransitive. He sat. But if you say ajalasa, he made somebody sit. Are you with me? He made someone sit. Okay? Same way, nazala. Anzala means nazala, it came down. Anzala, someone brought it down. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Someone is bringing it down. Okay? So we say anzala Allahu. Allah brought it down. Inshallah, we are going to learn all this in lesson number, I believe, lesson number 17 or so. We are going to learn all these things, inshallah. Very good, brothers and sisters. We have done this. Okay. Hati jama al-asma'al atiyati. Arikatun, brothers and sisters. What is the meaning of arikatun? Couch. Sofa. Divan. Maq'adun. Seat, brothers and sisters. What will be the jama of arikatun? Araiku. What is it, brothers and sisters? Araiku. And you can always refer to Hallo Tamarin to get all your jama. And again, Madi Mudare, if you are a little in doubt, you can always refer to Hallo Tamarin, brothers and sisters. Mablagun, amount. Mablagun means amount. Mabaligu. What is the jama? Mabaligu. Are you with me? Mabaligu. Fine, brothers and sisters. Ajir is amil, worker. What will be the jama of ajir? Ajiruna, which is jama mudhakar salim, or ujra'u, like ulama'u, fukara'u, wuzra'u, ujra'u. Got the idea, Sister Nasri? Inshallah. Sivarun, bangles. Asviratun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Asviratun, or even asaviru. What is it, brothers and sisters? Asaviru, mafa'ilu. Okay. Hissatun is a period. Hissasun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Hissasun. This is the jama of hissatun. What is the jama of hissatun? Hissasun. Hati mufrad. Al-asma al-atiyati. Hunud. Hindiyun. Duwalun. Dawlatun. Dawlatun. Countries. Country. Fawakihu, fruits. What is the singular? Fakihatun. Now comes number 17, brothers and sisters. I want to explain you properly. I will explain to you before, but one more time I'll do it again in a little bit more detail now. This is very important. It comes in the Quran. We got to understand it nicely. Did you see what I wrote, brothers and sisters? I wrote two Hamza side by side. What is the difference in those two Hamzas? Brother Muhammad, the first one has a vowel sign and the second has a sukun. But they are both Hamza. The first one has a vowel sign, Sister Mamuna, and the second one has a sukun. Now, when the situation is like this, there's a change undergoing in Hamza. Okay? This will change into what will it change into? Ooh. What will this change into? Ah. Got the idea? It change into? Ah. And what will this change into? E. E, elongation. Are you with me? Oo, ah, and E. When does this happen? When the two Hamzas come together. The first Hamza has a vowel sign and the second Hamza has a sukun. If they both have vowel sign, then this cannot take place. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, we have the verb here, brothers and sisters, ata. What is the verb? Ata. Now, if I put ata bi, then it means to bring. To bring. In other words, it becomes ahdara. To bring, form 4. Ata will become yati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How do I make amar? I chop. And then again chop. Now what is the result? Can I pronounce it? No, then I have to bring Hamza. If I bring Hamza, what shall I give? Shall I give Kasra? Shall I give Fata? Or shall I give Dhamma? Kasra. Can I give Fata? Never ever. Never ever Fata comes in Amar. Okay, it only comes when it is form 4. Otherwise, it never comes. And so I have two choices. Either I give kasra or I give dhamma. But if the ayn kalima has a kasra, then I have to give kasra. I can only give dhamma if the ayn kalima had a dhamma. But if the ayn kalima has a kasra or fatha, the hamza that I'm bringing in will get a kasra. Fine. So I say to you, what happens, brothers and sisters? Now, can you see? Can you see? I've got two Hamzas. One with vowel sign and one with sukun. Okay? But it is kasra there. So this will change into before it changes into this, it changes into because there is a kasra, so Hamza got a chair of ya. But then it changes into iti. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, if it is iti, brothers and sisters, I start here again fresh. We are doing some algebra and mathematics here, you know. E.T. Yeah? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now I bring vav in front of it. Will I be pronouncing this Hamza? No, I won't be pronouncing it. So if I am not pronouncing it, then this Ya has to change. This Ya was only because it was E-T. Now I am not pronouncing that E. Then that Ya will change into... Now what happened? See, if I write something else here, brothers and sisters, is it correct? I put a sign of sawd on top, which means I do not pronounce it. Sahi? I cannot pronounce it. Sahi? Now it is vaati. Okay, it is vaati. I cannot pronounce it. Okay. Now I have written, but I am not pronouncing it. In this particular word, if you are not pronouncing it, then Brother Hassan, I am chopping it off. No pronunciation, no writing. So what is the final result, brother? What is the final result? You got to give proper Hamza sign there. Huh? It's Hamzatul Qata. Vaati. If it is Fa, it will become Fati. Now this is all in the Quran, brothers and sisters. If we understand, and if we remember, and if we keep that in our mind, when it comes, you will be able to figure out. Does it make sense, Sister Maimuna? Sister Aisha? It is only for Ata Yati. Okay? Okay, I will read it now, number 17. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Al Amru Min Ata Yati Iti. Now you know how it became Iti. Are you scared? Are you gabrified? No, you know Iti. It was two Hamzas coming together. And it changed into Iti. Keeping this in mind, brothers and sisters, keeping this in mind, maybe I should remove the sign of Hamza, otherwise you will get confused, brother. This change into E. Fine. Asluhu i'ati. You got a Hamza with a kursi. Kursi of Ya. Can you see all of you, brothers and sisters? Very good. E means E. It changed into Ya. Walakin hamzatu thaniyatu, but the second Hamza ta'udu ba'dal wawi wal fa'i. The second Hamza returns to its original position of Hamza when, brothers and sisters, if waw or fa, which are both harfu, atfin, if they come, then the Hamza will change into its original position. It's given here waati and faati. Do you see waati and faati? Okay. But now you don't see the Hamzatul Wasal here. ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْحَمْزَةَ الْأُولَى فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ تُهْزَفُ فِي النُّطْكِ. What is the meaning of nutki in pronunciation? This happens because the first hamza in this condition is dropped from pronunciation. It is dropped in pronunciation. Lahiz. What is lahiz, brothers and sisters? Lahiz. What is lahiz? Fi'l amr. From what verb? Form 3. Lahaza yulahizu. Lahaza yulahizu. Lahaza yulahizu. Are you with me? What is the amar? Lahiz. Lahiz. Observe. Observe. We did it before, but I think I don't blame you. There's too many things to remember. Mulahiza farmaiye. You say in Urdu. Mulahiza. Observe. Okay? Anna hamzat al amri tuhzifu fil kitabati aidan. In this particular case, the hamza of amr is dropped in writing also. Fi hadhihi al kalima waati and faati. Is everybody understanding me, inshallah? Sister Sukhaina, I will explain again if you want. I'm going to explain it again. Brothers and sisters, see, yati change into yati. Now this change into this, and then finally change into here. I'm doing like this, brothers and sisters. Okay? But when you bring vav and fa, then it changes into this. And if I bring fa, it will also change into this. What happened? Originally it was like this. Vati. And remember, hamzatul Vasal, we don't pronounce. Ijlis, Vajlis. Idhab, Vazhab. Are you with me? So, we did not, Vati, we did not pronounce. But in Atayati, two things are happening. Not only it is not pronounced, but it is dropped. And the final result is Vati, or I can write down here again, Fati or Vati. So Hamzatul Hamza of Amar, are you with me? Got dropped here in writing also. No pronunciation and no writing. This is all, brothers and sisters. Inshallah you understand. So here is a verse from Quran. Ata bi shay'i. What is it, brothers and sisters? Ata bi shay'i ay ahdarahu. He brought it. Takulu, you say, ma ataitu al yawma bi daftarin nahwi. Translation, I did not bring my notebook of grammar. Sahih? Grammar. Grammar. Ma ataitu al-yawma bi. Ataitu bi means I did not bring a notebook of grammar. Wa fi tanzili, and in the Quran, brothers and sisters, Suratul Baqarah, Kaala Ibrahimu, fa inna Allah ya'ti bi shamsi min al-mashriki. Ibrahim says to the Nimrud that Allah brings the sun from the east. Okay? Fati biha, you bring it. Fati biha, you bring it. Where is the ور برده فاتی فعل امر مبنی على حذف حرف الا. Where is the فاعل؟ مستتر. تقديره انت. That is نمرود. فاتی بها من المغرب. Okay. If you say you are a god, then bring it from the west, you know. Allah brings the sun from east, you bring it from west. So, the point to understand is the use of the verb fati. Hamzatul Amr was not pronounced and also it got dropped. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. I think we are going to start a new lesson. So it will be better if we took a break. And then we start a fresh lesson. Lesson number Ad-Darsu Ashir. A beautiful lesson, easy lesson, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are back from our tea break. We are starting lesson number 10. Brothers and sisters, page number 84. Page number 84. What is this lesson, brother? It will take us back to our first day in the class. In Arabic language, there are two kinds of sentences. You know, remember? We did it on the very first day. If the sentence starts with a noun, we call it Jumla Ismiya. And if the sentence starts with a verb, we call it Jumla Failia. Nominal sentence and verbal sentence. Jumlatul Ismiyatu and Jumlatul Fialiyatu. We did that. Now we are in book 3. This lesson talks nothing but Jumla Ismiya and Failia, but in much detail now. We will be learning in an advanced way, you know, brothers and sisters. And inshallah, you will like it because you already have a good idea. So it shouldn't be a problem. I will start with the key in this case. Lesson number 10, page 39. Everybody, brothers and sisters? In this lesson, we learn the following. Number 1, types of Arabic sentences. You have already learned in book 2, lesson number 1, that there are two types of sentences in Arabic. Nominal sentence, al-jumlatul ismiyatu, and the verbal sentence, al-jumlatul fi'liyatu. The nominal sentence commences with a noun. Al-baytu jamilun. Mubtada khabar. The house is beautiful. Whereas the verbal sentence commences with a verb. دَخَلَ الْمُدَرِّسُ. The teacher has entered. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now we go into detail. Now we go into advanced level. Here are some more details about these two types. Okay, brothers and sisters? The nominal sentence, the beginning of nominal sentence is one of the following. Okay, brothers and sisters? It will start with a noun or a pronoun. Hadihi madrasatun. So what is hadihi? Pronoun. Demonstrative pronoun. Ismu ishara. Ana mujtahidun. What is ana? Pronoun. Tamhirun munfasilun. And hadihi was demonstrative pronoun. Ismu ishara. Allahu ghafurun. That is the proper noun. Okay, fine. Our favorite, Al-Mastar Al-Mu'awwal. Brother and sister, Al-Mastar Al-Mu'awwal can come as a Mubtada. We never studied that before. Now we are going to study. The Al-Mastar Al-Mu'awwal, a clause functioning as a master. Remember, we change master muawal into a proper master. Okay. Antasumu khairun lakum. So what is antasumu? An, harfu mastariyin, wa nasbin, tasumu, fi'lun, mudari'un, mansubun, bi hadfi nun. Nun is ra. Where is the file? Waw, which is antum. Okay, khairun lakum. So here, antasumu has come in the beginning. What is this now? Now the mastar mu'awwal is fi mahalli raf'in mubtada. What is it? Fi mahalli raf'in mubtada. Now translate, brothers and sisters. Here the clause antasumu functions as a mastar, infinitive. As it means, what does it mean? A saum, fasting. Okay? So it will become siyamukum khairun lakum. What is it? Siyamukum khairun lakum. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is antasumu? Al-mastar al-mu'awwal fi mahalli rafa'in mubtada. Or then we can say after that, taqdeerul kalami, the estimation of the speech is siyamukum. Taqdeerul kalami, what it will be, brothers and sisters? Taqdeerul kalami siyamukum khairun lakum. Okay, we do not have to literally change it. We only do it for our practice. Otherwise, in the Quran it will come. What will come in the Quran? Antasumu khairun lakum. So we know that here antasumu is mubtada.